You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Sorry If I Spit When I Speak. Yeah, we are
huge show.
That is what this
huge
is.
Huge.
Yeah, and we have a really, really great guest today. We have a guy.
A star.
A future star in the NFL. Very personable, lovable guy. Very educated, smart. And this guy is going to bring so much playmaking ability to the Bengals. That thing that we've been craving from our linebackers for the past, I don't know how many years. And so here he is, Marcus Bailey. Marcus!
Hey.
Hey.
Guys.
Yeah.
My guys.
Excitement. How we doing?
Yeah.
We're excited.
How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm excited. And, you know, I'm just honored to be on the show. You guys are two of the most, you know, renowned people in sports media right now. And Dr. Haji Samaji is one of the best doctors in the country. So I'm just honored to be on the show.
You just made it to the top of my website, young man. That quote is going to be, that quote's going to be on my business card. It's going to be everywhere.
You don't know what you just did, Marcus. Yeah. You did not.
I've been waiting to have you on the show for a long time.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Yep. Marcus.
I have been waiting for this interview. I have been waiting for this interview my entire life. Literally.
I think you might be exaggerating this a little bit.
No, listen. So when I was a child back on Village Island, there was a fair. And at the fair, you could do things like get extra hair removed and things like that. I was a hairy child. And there was a soothsayer. For 3 apples, he would tell your future. Now listen to this, Marcus Taylor, because you won't believe this. You're not going to believe this. So the soothsayer said something that I did not understand until this very day when you came on our show. He said, you will meet a man. You will meet a man who will push back the tides of aggression. He will come like the tick-tock of the clock, wearing 101 rings of triumph by the time you are 20. Now, I'm well past 20. And 101 rings, no one wears 101 rings. But then I realized it. Okay, you will meet a man who will push back the tides of aggression. That's you because you're a Pisces and you're on defense.
Oh, my God.
He comes with the tick-tock of the clock. It's your TikTok media presence that we all love, those funny videos that you do. Wearing 101 rings of triumph by the time you are 20, 20 times 101 is 2020. The year 2020 is when you're going to wear your ring.
I mean, it makes logical sense. Everything you said, like, it's logical sense right there. Yeah.
All of a sudden, everything just came together. It was like one of those movies, you know, where the was brilliant.
Yeah. Marcus, you can just kind of throw all that out and we can get to the real interview now. So you are known for being a very smart player. Now, explain to us what that means, you know, what it means to be a smart and also what it means to be a smart player. Because, you know, if you look at the NFL, the history of the NFL, a lot of guys have been highly functional despite limitations, let's say. You know, I think about Ben Roethlisberger or Terry Bradshaw, you know, Jeff Reed or all these other Pittsburgh Steelers have had very limited intelligence but have found a lot of success. So how, you know, what does that mean when you have that athleticism plus that IQ on the field? How do you use that? How does that give you an advantage?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you can be as fast, as strong, as quick as anybody. But if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter because in the game, you have to make the play. So for me, when I think of being like a smart player and having a high football IQ, it really comes down to pattern recognition. And that's from preparation, film study, and, you know, just experience. That's how you, you know, develop those instincts. Yeah. And once you see a certain formation or play that you've seen over and over, or you see similarities that you've seen in the past, then that's what helps you anticipate and make those big time plays. So when I think of football IQ and being a smart player, I think it's really pattern recognition. And I think some of the smartest people and some of the most intuitive people are the best at recognizing patterns in their life. So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You started for 26 games at Purdue. Academic, wait. All Big Ten. No?
You said 26?
You played in 45 career games at Purdue, starting 26.
No, I started 40.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Our research team, someone just got fired.
Somebody's got to go.
So, nah, it's all good. And you were at Purdue, and you had that, you bring in that star power. You're strong at tackling. What's the statement that the Bengals are making with their commitment to you? What are they trying to say with the Marcus Bailey? What's the message that we're getting? What's the new direction? Because I get the vibe that there's a new direction.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you look at the three linebackers that we drafted, with Logan, Akeem Davis Gaither, and myself, I think when you break the film down on all of us, we're all guys who are very productive in college. We all play multiple positions, we flash athleticism on film, have ball skills, three down backers. So I think
comfortable in man or zone.
Yeah, I think the Bengals on defense, we're looking for value. And, you know, we have three guys that are going to bring, hopefully, you know, bring tremendous value to the defense because of the skill sets that we possess. So
that's what I get the feeling of, that we're going for a quicker, tacklier defense.
On the you know. Yeah, I just listened to a podcast with Coach Matt Manich, you know, and he had Arif Hassan on, and they were talking about how Trey Waynes is like the top tackler in the NFL for a cornerback, you know, and they added all these guys to tackle because I don't know, I'm sure you know, but the Bengals in recent years have struggled against tight ends. And very recently, they
lots of missed tackles.
Yeah,
lots
and tackles. Covering tight ends too, and you are excellent in coverage. You are exceptional. So are the other linebackers we drafted. It's amazing. We're so looking forward to that. And, you know, so we're trying to, with the tackling though, it's a lot of guys that we added. And DJ Reader to free up other guys on the line and elsewhere. We're really putting emphasis on stopping the run. And part of that is because, you know, the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, who you talked about on the Cincy Jungle podcast, you said how he put a move on you in college. And
now, tell us about that. Tell
and now you want moment. To destroy him, basically.
Yeah, I want to hear please. That. I want to hear more about this destruction that's impending.
Oh, my gosh. So game one, 2017, Purdue versus Louisville, Lucas Oil Stadium. Lamar Jackson came off of, I think he won the Heisman the year before. And, you know, he was going to be one of the best players I probably ever played against. And overall, I mean, you know, it was a really good game. I think I played decent. I was out in space a lot, but there was just one specific play where I was blitzing off the edge and, you know, I was trying to bend around the tackle and Lamar Jackson, being Lamar Jackson, was able to retreat probably 10 to 15 yards to escape outside the pocket and missed him by just like a centimeter on his shoestring. So he definitely got me myself and a few other of my teammates quite a few times, but you know, I've grown as a player, and you know, of course Lamar Jackson is a great talent, generational talent, great player. So I'm excited for the challenge of playing against high caliber players like himself and other people in the AFC.
You'll be facing him a lot. You're going to see him a lot, and
you're going to get him the next time. Yeah. That basically, it's just the rushing attack in general. The rushing attack is very effective because of him and what he can do in the passing game. So I think the Bengals made moves with the Ravens in mind because, you know, we didn't have AJ Green that much the past couple of years. And AJ Green kind of carried us against the Ravens since he came into the league. You know, we relied on his late game plays and we didn't have that. And so the Ravens recently have been kind of, you know, they've had games go in their favor. And I think that's going to change dramatically next year with guys like you and AJ Greenback and all that. Now, Marcus, we have people submitting questions. And I'm sorry, but, you know, they're asking about your knee. And, you know, RJDE from Reddit asked and Dave Lennox in the chat asked, if it wasn't for the injuries, you would have been a top first or second round pick with your ability and your smartness and all that. Now you have this opportunity and you obviously we see the confidence coming through in your videos and in your the way you carry yourself and all that. So people want to know, obviously the knee is fully healed and you're ready to go. But just, you know, what do you, you know, where are you with that? And let's say, is the knee, because a lot of times people They have the ACL.
Let's talk knee.
A lot of times people come back stronger than before. You know, like Adrian Peterson. You remember his record-breaking year. He tore his ACL the year before. And then you have guys like John Elway. Early in his career, once in college, he tore his ACL. And then, again, early in the NFL. And back then, they didn't even have ACL treatment. They just shaved his leg and wrapped it in saran wrap and let it sweat, you know?
No,
they did.
Horses. That's what they do to horses. That's not what they do to humans. Yeah.
Okay. But then you have Frank Gore. He had two ACL tears in college and never again. I mean, this guy, he's in his 38th year and pretty soon they say his grandkids are going to join him on the Jets. You know, so you have all this, you know, my point is this, is that ACL tears are not what they used to be, you know, and the treatment now, people not only make full recoveries, but a lot of times they end up being stronger than before. So I just want to hear what your take.
It's a bionic knee.
Bionic knee. No. Yeah, my rehab has gone really well. That took me in, first off, it's a testament to my surgeon, Dr. Cooper, down in Dallas. And where I did my rehab at was in Phoenix, Arizona, with Brett Fisher. He's the physical therapist of the Cardinals over there. So they put a great program and plan in place for me. And, you know, of course, I had to put the work in and follow it diligently. Because of that, I was able to get ahead of the game and, you know, be ahead of schedule in my rehab. And ever since my pro day was supposed to be like April 4th. So ever since that, I did that virtual pro day deal, I've been pretty much doing full speed reactive reps. Like I was getting my mind right for participating in the offseason program. Of course, you know, that was barring the pandemic and everything that happened with that. But I mean, I would have been ready then to compete. So I'm definitely ready to compete now. And I've had a great summer. I've been training at this facility here in Columbus, Ohio, called The Spot Athletics. And they do a great job making a program that's tailored to you. We have a good group in there. And I've been getting a lot stronger, getting a lot faster, getting a lot more explosive. And I feel great heading into camp. You know, there's just a lot of uncertainty up in the air right now. Who knows what's going to happen with, you know, we haven't even gotten definite answers on schedules or anything like that. But the only thing I can control is what I can control. And I'm just going to keep preparing. And just whenever it's time to compete, just go out there and do what I do, you know?
But yeah, Marcus, let's not talk so much about the facts. Let's talk about your feelings. Yeah. How do you feel?
That's always a good idea.
Yeah. How do you feel? Do you feel ready? Do you feel pumped? Do you feel ready to go? Tell us about your feelings.
I feel great, man. My feelings, I'm ready to compete. I'm excited. I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunity. And, you know, I'm going into my rookie season. I know I have a lot to learn. But I'm confident that I have the skill set and the mindset to be successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I'm going to put the work in. So I'm excited. I'm confident. You know, anxious, but a good anxious. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of uncertainty going on. So.
I'm telling you, the soothsayer from Village Island predicted your victory.
Right.
So you're good to go. He's never wrong.
I mean, I respect your resilience, Marcus, dealing with this whole situation. You know, it's very difficult for all of us. Just imagine the revenue loss that the NFL could suffer because of this situation that we're seeing.
This is not just economic loss.
Okay.
This is more than this is not just about the economy.
Right.
It's about human lives.
Right. No, human lives add to the economy. That's absolutely true. Good point. You know, Marcus actually has a master's in tech leadership. So he knows all about management. Yeah.
Look at you, the little research.
Right. No, but Marcus, I mean, you have a real graduate degree. Unlike this guy here, this guy over there.
Wait,
yeah. I think it's pointing
at you, doctor. Okay.
Right. I mean, Marcus, we don't even know if it's a PhD or an MD, or we don't even know what he is.
Yeah. I don't. That's beyond me. I don't know.
Yeah. But Marcus, you know, I just want to know about your regimen, how you take care of your body, because you know, Hoji, he emphasizes going vegan, you know, that kind of a stuff. You know,
I was thinking about not coming back, Marcus, when I was so insulted.
Hold on, Michael, let me tell you. So the other day, you know, I was a little, how do you call it? A little stuffed up, you know, in the stomach. Things weren't rolling as usual because because actually I was on the kettle corn because of the whole situation. And I ordered about 5 or 6 calzones, but they just didn't go through the system. And so this guy tells me to eat charcoal. He says, have some charcoal.
No. Well, activated charcoal from a coconut. It's a very common treatment for treating constipation, Marcus. Yeah.
Well, I was just telling you. I was shooting out lava, basically. It was a big mess.
That's not the whole story. That's his side of the story. So, the Hojiland Estate toilets do an automatic assessment of anybody who uses them. Okay, if you come to my Hojiland, I'm going to take care of you. They measure all the things that are going on with your. Yeah. Flora and fauna.
My point is, there's a lot of
Dadio had a dribbling problem. He was dribbling a little bit. We gave him some saw palmetto and some pumpkin seed oil, and his stream is just great now. He's peeing like a 19-year-old, and he's pooping. And he had to get rid of some toxins. I detoxified him using the activated charcoal. Is that a sin,
Marcus? So I think listen. Yes. If you are concerned about your overall health and longevity, just stay clear from this guy. Please.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna go.
I am not a medical doctor, but I have a honorary PhD, Marcus, from in liberal studies from Santa Monica College. But I am a savant when it comes to healing because of all the herbs that I've used and grown myself over the years. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Speaking. To me.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we're all dealing with limitations and sacrifices. For me, for instance, it's wearing the mask. Because it's very difficult for me with my mustache to breathe. I have a condition.
No. But there are really sick people there who need you to wear a mask.
Yeah, but it's very difficult with my. Yeah, thank you.
So thick, it's like, I think it already just like, I think that's like.
Yeah, a little bit longer. Over the
Marcus,
mouth.
Marcus, don't encourage him. Don't encourage him, Marcus.
But I constantly.
His mustache is a petri dish of diseases. Probably coronavirus got started from.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's
that, you're gonna let him talk to you like that? You're gonna let him talk to you like that? Come on.
No, I'm not.
You gotta get this guy out of here.
Yeah, that's why I took him out. No, he'll be back soon. But yeah, I mean, as you can see, I'm wearing my mask right now. Do you see? Right here. I don't know if I'm wearing it correctly or not. Is that?
I don't know. It might be a few violations.
Okay. Here, let me take it off and show you on that. Oh, it's yeah. Can you see a little better now? My mask.
Okay. Yeah. It looks good now. It looks good.
It looks okay.
Good.
Yeah. So, what tell us about your regimen? What do you eat? Are you the lean, mean, protein diet type thing?
Well, I'm not gonna speculate on, you know, what diet is better than others, because everyone's body is different. Some people think that going vegan is good, you know, is better for their body. Some people like keto, some people like paleo. I think for me, it's really just eating a balanced lean diet. I would say it's, you know, I try to eat probably as much plant-based as I can. I love the fruits and vegetables, lean meat choices, you know, chicken, poultry, fish, you know, get some healthy carbohydrates in there. But I don't have anything super special that I do. Make sure I have some healthy fats in my diet, take good supplements, multivitamin, B vitamin complex, fish oils, you know, all those kind of things. And, you know, I think it's just really just making sure you eat lean and just not eating too many high sugar foods and too many high fat foods, and don't eat too many calories if you're trying to stay on a specific, you know, specific diet, you know?
Yeah. I mean, my diet is mostly, like I said, calzones and kettle corn, and that fits basically all the descriptions you gave for, you know, the kind of,
yeah,
not too much, you know, fat.
That's what I
not
eat
too much
too,
meat.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it works for me. But, you know, we have some questions from Reddit, some other questions. Hoopla Estank wants to know how you acquired your meme powers, you know, where you acquired your skin. And I know you have the 2 degrees and you have the leadership and you have the sports science. So maybe those play into it. I mean, how did you get so good at presentation? You know, because, I mean, do you make your own videos? Do you produce those? What do you do?
Wait, what was the question again?
About your memeing ability.
I thought it said mean. I was like, I don't think I'm that mean, but okay, but
no, like you know, like Charlie Chaplin, the silent movies, the memes, or those mine?
Yeah, no,
those are mine. Go ahead.
I get it. I get the question now. Yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, just being self-aware of what I think is funny, and then just like, you know, I just stay on social media and have group messages, and people send you stuff, and you just kind of just, you know, involuntarily and naturally just keep up with the trends, and then you see all the replies to different funny tweets, and you just kind of get the vibe of like what people will think is funny and what I think is funny. And so then I just kind of like think about ideas that I can tailor kind of some of that stuff to some of the things I do. And for the most part, you know, none of this stuff is super profound or anything, but I just think it's, some of the stuff is pretty funny, pretty you know, just not taking myself too seriously, things like that, but just mainly crack jokes and be ironic and satirical with a lot of stuff and just things like that. But yeah.
So I mean, we have a very young team and we have a lot of rookies that are expected, you know. Do you guys kind of share your, you know, your humor, or do you share jokes? I mean, what is the communication like with all these limitations?
Yeah, well, during our virtual offseason period, we had a team video competition that lasted 4 weeks, which was, it was pretty fun. So there was like the, you know, it was the Bengals way of, you know, making up for that loss of connection we would get from being in person. And so they had like some of the, like not 8 or 9 captains draft teams. And it was there was a series of competitions that each member of the team had to complete and make one video, and we would submit it. And then we would watch it as a team on Thursday. And the coaches would judge who won and go on the way. And it was, you got points based on what place you got. So that was pretty funny. I think that was a good way for all of us to kind of share our humor and they get to know each other a little bit, you know, even though we weren't able to be in person. So,
yeah. And I know you're on defense, Marcus, but you got to feel the energy that the Joe Burrow brings. You feel that? I mean, do you feel, because he's a charismatic individual, right? I mean, he's a natural born leader. You can feel that already. You can taste it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just from the videos I saw from LSU putting out, and the swagger that he has, the confidence, and he's very soft spoken, very like to himself, but you can tell that he's about his business, and you know, he has a high football IQ, and he knows what's going on at all times. So I'm excited to meet him and then to compete against him in practice too. So he can make me a lot better.
Yeah. And he's feeding so many people now. You know, they said that when he was a kid, he gave his lunch to kids that didn't have lunches. Did you see that recently? I mean, such a great person too, you know.
And no, I didn't see that, but that's not surprising at all.
Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing. I don't want to show off. When I was a kid, I did it too. I mean, I would sell my lunches, $5, but they were worth it. They were much better than what the cafeteria offered, you know?
Yeah.
And they were big deli sandwiches. No, really, really thick up to here, you know, the roast beef was
not the calzones. No calzones.
You know, the funny thing is, when I was a kid, I couldn't get my nanny to make the calzones. She didn't have that ability, but she knew how to make the deli sandwiches. Yeah.
Okay.
And we actually have Hoji back now. Yeah, I was just telling about about selling the sandwiches when I was a kid. Yeah.
Well, Marcus, I want to explain my absence, which is that it's censorship, Marcus. Dadio takes me out of the stream when he thinks I'm going to ask an esteemed guest like you questions he doesn't want to ask. But you know what? Wow. Here I am, and I'm going to ask those questions. Number one.
You got to prevail. You got to prevail.
I am prevailing. Number one, you mentioned the vegan diet. What would be your favorite? What kinds of vegan foods should we replace the hot dogs and things like that?
I didn't say I was vegan. I said that I'm not gonna say that. I say a lot like plant-based doesn't mean you're vegan. That just means I like a lot of fruits and vegetables. You know what I mean?
Fruitarian. So, but what if you had to replace the hot dogs and hamburgers and all that nonsense that's at the Coliseum with vegan foods? What would be your favorite vegan food to replace them?
I don't know, because I don't substitute it. I know they have some good vegan hot dogs, but I think I've had one before.
No, Marcus, it's please. Not bad.
Number two.
You don't have to answer these, Marcus.
That's why
I took them out.
He's gonna take me out, Marcus. But don't you worry. I'll be back. Hey. No, listen, Marcus.
I don't blame him this time.
Yeah,
question
go ahead.
Number two. As you know, the quote unquote pigskin. The quote-unquote football that you touch every day is not made out of a pigskin, but made out of raw hide leather. They take it from the skin of a cow.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? Question. What should we...
You better get PETA on here.
What should we replace the pigskin with? The cow hide with? What's the right answer? What should we use instead of leather? You're going to touch the ball sometimes. There might be some fumbles. You might hit somebody hard. You might even get an interception. What would you like to be touching? You don't want to be touching dead skin cow. Cow dead skin.
Sue, I don't know if they can make it, you know, you put a plastic on there.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Nerf.
I don't want.
Why don't they do
Nerf? Nerf. We could do Nerf.
Yeah.
Nerf on you. You see the Nerf House videos, Nerf House, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if this guy has his way, we're going to end up with these hippie festivals instead of football games. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I've had a few ideas. You probably heard on one of our shows, I had the idea that as a true celebration of the Panthers Tigers, the Bengal Tiger, we would, which, by the way... I don't know if you know this, Marcus, but the Bengals have never gotten permission from Bengal Tigers to use that emblem. And I am arguing, I have a friend, Sanjay, that speaks to the Tigers, and they're willing to come to the table. All that the Bengal Tiger is asking is for the Cincinnati Bengals to donate part of the proceeds to Sanjay, who has a Bengal Tiger reserve in India, and everything's going to be legit and kosher that way. But anyways, I have this idea that the Bengals, the players, could actually ramp up the cat-like resemblance by using makeup
So you have whiskers beneath the helmets, and you have – have you ever seen Cats, the musical Cats or the movie Cats?
No, I have not.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we could – you can definitely do that, or we can just, like, call up Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin. We can see what's going on with that.
Exactly.
See if they help us out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that might be –
So anyways, these are some of my ideas for the team. I have more, but I know that if I keep going, Marcus, he's going to take me off the stream like he did.
Yeah, Marcus, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. You know, you talked about being grateful, but never content, right? I mean, that is your motto. Am I correct?
Well, I wouldn't say it's like my
Don't put words in his mouth.
But, oh, yeah. I thought, okay.
But
he just said it once. Don't make a big deal about it.
Yeah, it's not like I'm waking up every day.
It's not like it's tattooed on his chest.
Big poster, yeah.
You don't have it. Okay.
But yes, that's a mindset I think is something that I, you know, I live by or kind of like embody. It's just you can because like there's a lot of times people will try to tell you to be grateful for what you have, but then I think there's like a fine line between you know being grateful and then. Being complacent because you know what I mean, like this is kind of like it's like if you want more sometimes people will think you're being selfish or you're not grateful for what you have, and that's not the case for me. It's like I'm very aware that my situation I'm in is better than a lot of other people, and I'm very grateful for that, but I still have bigger aspirations, you know, and that's just kind of what it
well, first of all, I mean that is my motto in general. It's like, you know, something can be great already, but you might want to make it great again.
You see how he pulled you into that, Marcus?
No. I'm saying we
we're not like making anything great again. We're not making.
Saying it's already great. It's already great.
He's gonna get you canceled, man. He's gonna get you canceled.
No one
is getting great again. No.
We're already great. See, that's the little conundrum. It is great already. It's the greatest. But we're going to make it great again and again and again. And you're going to be so sick of winning.
This poor guy is a rookie. You're going to get him in trouble. You just let him be. Let him enjoy his...
All right. But Marcus, I mean, we
don't
on this
answer.
Show...
Marcus, I'm your lawyer. Do not answer. I'll answer for you.
On this
I'll
show, we, Marcus, on the show are very grateful for the support we have, but we're not content. And that's why now we have nine... Yeah, we have nine patrons. People who are being patronizing. Yeah, patrons who are being patronizing towards us. And they are just, you know, throwing money at our feet left and right. And it's so great. And so people can, you know, they can go to patreon.com/DHSports to support the show.
Yeah.
You know, and we accept contributions. We are not like some, you know, others who say I only accept certain amounts from certain people, you know. We accept from corporations, from players, NFL players, anybody, you know, Bengals players, rookie Bengals players, rookie linebackers, anybody we accept.
Patronage. Not cool.
Yeah. And you can also
not cool.
go to, yeah, but and you can also become a member of the channel and you get the 1 cent discount per tier. You know, we have like the different tiers.
The one cent discount.
Yeah, that wasn't by choice. I was forced to do that because the Google only has like 99 cents, $4.99. They don't let you do solid, you know, round numbers. But as it turns out, you get the 1 cent discount. So that is how we're not content, Marcus. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
We want Marcus. We want people to subscribe to the channel. We want people to also, when you subscribe, we want you to do stuff so that you get notified.
Yeah. Make the notifications and don't forget to smooch that like button.
No, smash,
Marcus.
You're like, you guys are YouTube guys. Oh, subscribe, like, you know, hey guys.
I know.
Marcus, what are you doing? You can't be condescending.
This guy is so capitalist.
We need to get our support, Marcus. This is how we feed ourselves. Yeah. I've made
all
so many.
Jokes,
I should told you didn't see. Look at this mask I have to wear all the time. Look at that.
That's not a mask. That's just something you don't get fined. They should kick you out of every store you go to. It's shame on you.
But
it's a pandemic.
It's struggling with this whole situation where the economy is just so uncertain because of some...
It's not about the economy. Yeah. It's not about the economy.
Yeah. Anyways, Marcus, we have taken too much of your time already.
Marcus, can I say...
It's been a great time.
We're so happy that you're on the Cincinnati Bengals. Honestly, there's so much to be excited about. I was telling Daddy this the other day. Obviously, everybody's excited about Joe Burrow. And the Joe Burrow signing it has us all excited. And so what happens is sometimes we forget about how exciting the year as a whole has been. And you're a big part of that, Marcus. I'm really excited that you're going to be on the defense. We're bringing the talents that we've all seen. We've all seen you in the game.
No, I mean, Marcus, I'll be honest with you. I watch your highlight plays, and I'm like, okay, at first I'm like, he's a coverage guy. Great. And then I'm like, wait a second. No, he's a great run tackler. And I'm like, great. And then I'm like, wait a second. Look at him get through the backfield. Look at him get up. I'm like, wait a second. This guy does it all. Like, how?
Now, Marcus,
you know who you remind me of, Marcus?
Who's that?
Careful.
And in terms of Bengals' recent history,
Ra'o.
Only in terms of play style, only in terms of your effectiveness on the field, is Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, okay, yeah. Vontaze was explosive.
Vontaze Burfict. Yeah. I mean, this guy, he did it. He wasn't the biggest guy. He wasn't the fastest guy. He wasn't
anything. He changed the game.
He did everything.
Yeah.
He did everything.
He was a powerhouse. He was like a motor. He was a motor. He was a general motor.
He played with his head on fire, Marcus.
That man brought energy.
Yeah.
I mean, he also brought other things. And that's where the connection.
I love Vontaze, you know, but I think his passion for the game, he didn't know how to control it at times. It made him a great player, but it also got him in trouble. Because he's a great guy.
But Marcus, I have a final request, parting request from you. I love your videos. They're funny. They're cute. I want to make one. I want us to make a TikTok together.
We might have to.
TikTok. Yeah. I want to make one. I want to have fun with you. I want us to be friends. I want you to come to the Hojilands Estates. Check it out. I'll convert you to a vegan. I will.
Yeah. You're going to have me eating grass the whole time.
I'm going to have you eating grass. I think you think you're kidding, but we eat grass at Hojilands Estates.
As long as you're just eating it, because I don't want
to we also eat an edible clay that will...
Marcus, I'm telling you, just trust me on this. Trust me on this. He's ruined many players' careers with his... No. Yeah, because he can do things that others cannot. In his little bubble, in his elite, kind of bubble, he can do whatever he wants. But Marcus, thank you so much. And I hope you can come back on the show, maybe after the season starts. I know the training camp date is still not clear. It's supposed to be the end of the month, but it's up in the air again. But we hope to have you back maybe during the preseason, during the regular season, after the season, whenever it's easy for you. We love to have you on and talk actual football games, you know.
Yeah. We'll have some real games to look at.
Let's hope they happen.
Thank
you, Marcus.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me on. It was awesome. Very entertaining.
You're cool, man.
I'll let you guys hash it out afterwards.
I am gonna hash it out.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and we will see you next time. So long, SVT. Bye.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, CLAUDE, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.